Thank you, and welcome once again to this radio broadcast. We're glad you're listening, and we do pray that God would really bless you this morning as you listen once again to another portion from His own precious Word. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, and we have classes for every age, and we invite you to come. Bring your families, bring your Bibles, and just be with us in these services. And then at 11 o'clock this morning is our morning worship service. And of course, you're welcome to come to this service. Then tonight, we have our prayer service beginning at 4 o'clock, and then at 4:30 is our evening worship. And then Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. is our midweek Bible study. So these are our regularly scheduled services, and you're welcome to come and bring your Bibles, your family, and worship the Lord Jesus Christ with us. If you're looking for a place where you can worship God, where you can find out what God's Word says to you, you'll find it at the Independence Baptist Church. We welcome you to come. If you have questions or comments concerning the things that I preach over this radio station or the things that Independence Baptist Church believes, you're welcome to address me with any and all of those questions. You can contact me by writing to the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri, and I'll be glad to get back with you on those things. If you have questions also concerning the things that we believe, you can check out our church's website. That's www.independencebaptist.org. That's independencebaptist.org, one word, and you'll find many things there concerning the things that we believe at the Independence Baptist Church. This morning, I'd like to think on the subject, what to look for in a church. Think of this. Here is an individual who desires to worship and serve the living God. And as he begins to read his Bible and to look around, he begins to wonder to himself, where can I go? What church can I attend? What church can I really be a member of that is like the church at Jerusalem? Because this individual wants to be right before God. He knows that he is facing the judgment of God, and he wants to be right with God in every decision that he makes. Think of this, folks. This individual is not the first person to begin the search for the church they should attend. Neither will this person be the last. There are many different kinds of churches in the world, all of them with a little different message, and some of them with a very different message. Just how does one go about finding the kind of church that Jesus organized during his own personal ministry? This is a confusing issue. But listen, the Bible has the answer. My advice is this: trust in God and faithfully follow His Word, and God will reveal His kind of church to you. This morning in this discussion, well, I'd like to look at two different points. Number one, what not to look for in a church. And then point number two, what to look for in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. First of all, as we think on this point, what not to look for in the church, some of these things that I'm going to mention may sound very, very strange, but just bear with me and listen to what the Bible is teaching us in this thing. One thing that we should not look for in a church is friendliness. Now, I know that sounds really, really strange, because I know that God's church should and will be friendly. But listen, being friendly is not the most important quality of a church. Friendliness, you see, can be found in all religions. It can be found in all non-religious groups. Even the fella down at the grocery store is friendly. I mean, we should not look at that and that alone. But we do know this, that God's children will be friendly. Point number two under this heading of what not to look for in a church is this: do not look for support and encouragement. I know this, that in a local church, there will be support. There will be encouragement. There will be a listening ear, a pat on the back. There will be financial and spiritual and encouragement and all kinds of help. But that kind of thing is also found in virtually every group of people that exist, both religious and non-religious. So do not make the mistake of thinking, these people supported me, therefore God approves of them. Listen, God has revealed that even sinners can be very encouraging and supportive of one another. Think of the man King Ahab, who, with the support of his wife, killed Naboth for his land. And understand this, that God's people will be supportive. But there's more to it than just being supportive. Point number three, under the heading, what not to look for in a church. Do not look for eloquent, enthusiastic, entertaining, and charismatic speakers. But notice this, in God's churches, there will be eloquent men, there will be enthusiastic preaching, and there will be charismatic speakers. But get this, but from the very beginning of time, Satan has always used these devices in order to trap people into his way. The Bible teaches us concerning Joabed, who counseled Amnon to rape his half-sister Tamar. Joabed was a very entertaining, he was a very charismatic speaker, but this is not what we look for. Notice also that in Romans chapter 16 and verse 18, God warned about a class of men who serve not our Lord but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. And remember this, Jesus Christ is said concerning him in Isaiah 53 and verse 2, that he hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. So if you're going to say, I want a real charismatic speaker, that way I can be entertained, then you're falling into the devil's trap. But know this, that God's men will speak in such a way that you will know that they're speaking the Bible. Do not look for this. Do not look for fun and games, recreation, and entertainment. You see, some religious groups, they lure people by a flurry of social activities. Church-sponsored activities should be centered around the Lord Jesus Christ and what He has done for us. Many times I get calls from people wanting to know what kind of organization we have in our church. They want to know what kind of youth group we have. They want to know what kind of old folks group we have. They want to know what kind of singles group we have. We're here to worship and serve and honor the Lord Jesus Christ. We do have in our church people. We do have fun, and we do have games. We have recreation. We have entertainment. But all of these things are centered around Jesus Christ and not just having fun and games. You can go anywhere and have fun and games. But we need to know that, we need to recognize that Jesus Christ is the center of everything. The next thing that we should not expect of a church is this, preaching that doesn't require you to change. If you're looking for a religion that doesn't require very much of you, that involves very little personal sacrifice on your part, then you're going to find plenty of religious groups that are very eager to accommodate you. But know this, that God requires people to change to be like Him. We should not change to be like somebody, but we should change to be like God Himself. There are religious leaders now, and there have been in every century, who encourage people to continue in the same sinful practices they've always been involved in. But God's preachers, God Himself, encourages and requires people to change to fit the very image of the Lord Jesus Christ. But finally this morning, what are you really going to look for in a church? And I know that I'm not going to be able to put everything in here that I'd like to put, but some things that we need to look for when you're looking for a church that you need to attend, and that you can be like Jesus Christ, where that you can find friendliness, where that you can find support and encouragement, where you can find charismatic speakers, where you can find recreation that's God-honoring, and where you can find preaching that requires you to be like Jesus Christ. Where are you going to find this? Look, there are some things that we need to look at. We need to look for a church that's going to teach you that the Bible is the Word of God and that the Bible is the guide. At Independence Baptist Church, we use the King James Bible, and that without apology. We believe that the Bible is the instruction book for our lives. We believe that if you just read the Bible and follow what the Bible says, you will find in the Bible the answers to the everyday dilemmas that each one of us face. When you attend services, you should expect the pastor to read and give understanding to the teachings of the Bible, both generally and specifically. Not only should you have a church that teaches the truth about the Bible, but you need a church that teaches the truth about Jesus Christ. You see, in the true church, Jesus Christ will be preached clearly and consistently. The personality of Jesus Christ will be the predominant personality of the church. There is no doubt that Jesus Christ is the virgin-born Son of God, and this will be openly and freely and clearly declared. It will be clearly taught that Jesus Christ was God before He was born in Bethlehem, and that Jesus Christ remains God until this very day. Any church that leaves any doubt concerning who Jesus Christ is, what He came to do, should be considered a false church. Jesus Christ was not just a good man or a prophet. Jesus Christ was and is the only begotten Son of God. He was equal with God, and He was God before He was born in Bethlehem. We need to know that the true church will teach that Jesus Christ willingly died, He took our sins upon Himself, and that He has given to us eternal life through His shed blood. This is some things we need to know, that that the true church will teach concerning the Trinity, that there's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. This is clearly taught in the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. The Bible states, "Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied." Not only will these subjects be taught, but also the truth concerning the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ will be clearly taught. What is the gospel? The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1 through 4, that the gospel is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In a true church, it will be plainly taught that every person is totally depraved and needs Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and Lord. The gospel will be preached, and the lost will be urged to receive the free gift of salvation. Not only will the gospel be preached, but the truth concerning baptism will be taught. What is baptism all about? Listen, baptism involves these four things. Number one, that it involves a saved person who is completely immersed in water by the authority of a scriptural Baptist church and for the purpose of proclaiming the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the individual's commitment to a lifetime of faithfulness to God. Not only that, but the true church of the Lord Jesus Christ will have preaching that requires you to change to fit the image of Jesus Christ. You will be taught that you need to be faithful to Jesus Christ, to His Word. You will be encouraged to read His Word. You will be encouraged to study His Word. You will be encouraged to be like Jesus Christ, that you will separate yourself from the evil and pollutions of this world, and that you will be the kind of person that when people see you, they will see Jesus Christ. Notice this, folks. What are you going to look for in a church? You want to look for the things that the Bible teaches a church ought to be. Well, we see that our time has slipped away from us once again. We invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. Thank you now for listening.